It's 13 minutes to 8 on breakfast, and Michelle Grattan joins us now from our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, back to the budget. I think clearly some sticking points there between the Treasurer and Clive Palmer, though I thought it was interesting and significant that Clive Palmer said after having dinner with the Treasurer that they agreed it's good to get revenue in line with expenditure. Do you see movement there, even though he wasn't going to come through on specifics?
Fran, I think it's very hard to tell really where this is going to end up. My general impression from that interview was that Clive Palmer is still hanging tough on these crucial items in the budget, but nevertheless, there could be wriggle room. But how it all will fall out in the end is just, I think, impossible to know. He made the point that in the last sitting of Parliament, the PUP senators were hardline, and of course we saw the bill to, or the package to repeal the mining tax amended in a way that was totally unacceptable to the government, and that at the moment is all completely stuck because the Palmerites say there must be various measures retained. There seemed to be just a slight bit of light on the co-payment, and yet the other day Clive Palmer was saying that the co-payment wouldn't be supported under any circumstances. So it's hard to know.
Jackie Lambie is also saying that she's not going to give any ground on the toughening of the dole provisions for young Australians. She said that'll just end up leading people to suicide. But she's also quoted as saying she feels sorry for Joe Hockey, basically, that he's been left to carry the can, which I think is an interesting atmospheric in this.
Well, it is, but also we do find that the Palmerites change their assessments and their sympathy and the general ambience that they bring to the debate from time to time. So it's hard to take what's said on any particular day. What counts in the end will be the votes in the Senate, and we're quite away from that at this point.
They do seem to be shifting, and yesterday we heard the Health Minister, Peter Dutton, signalling he's ready to compromise not on the $7 amount, but on perhaps who'll pay, how many people will pay it. That's going to hit a bit of a hole in the budget. Despite the charm offensive, though, Bob Day from Family First is hardening his approach. He wants workers, young workers, to be able to opt out of the wage system and negotiate their own rates. We know that. He believes that'll bring down youth unemployment. And here's what he told our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, this morning.
I raise it, and not only as a budget matter, it's a silver bullet for them. If they would allow this, they would get people off the dole and starting to pay tax and release people from this unemployment workplace regulation prison that they are currently forced to remain in.
Are you saying to Joe Hockey or the government that this is conditional on your support of the budget?
Yes, it is.
Bob Day there sounding pretty categorical, Michelle. I think he's suggesting that his support for the measures on the dole are dependent on this. And we've got Jackie Lambie saying she won't shift on that too. But Bob Day was sounding pretty categorical.
Well, I don't think the government's going to do any deal along those lines, but certainly I think that the whole measure about cutting unemployment or not allowing people under 30 to get unemployment benefits without a 6 months wait is as doomed as you can predict anything is doomed in this situation, because there's been so much criticism of that. And with unemployment rising so sharply last time, I think that that measure really isn't going anywhere. As you mentioned, it is very significant, I think, though, that the government definitely has become more flexible, less take it or leave it in the last few weeks. We've seen this from Christopher Pyne, who's signalled on a number of occasions that he's willing to compromise parts of his package. And as you mentioned, Peter Dutton also, who was very hardline.
Okay, Michelle, just finally and briefly, the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and the UN Secretary of State John Kerry are off to the UN to raise the issue of homegrown extremists and terrorists and the threat they pose. What do you expect the UN can do on this front?
It's hard to see, really, but I think what they're trying to do is air the issue and heighten awareness of terrorism. Of course, we've seen domestically a package come up on that's still got a long way to run in terms of the local debate, but it's something that's particularly concerning Australia and the government here, and also ASIO. The head of ASIO, David Irvine, last night gave a speech highlighting the problem of the foreign fighters. So locally it's a big issue, and there was agreement to take it internationally yesterday.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political correspondent for The Conversation.